You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the Daily Racing Podcast brought to you by William Hill. You join us on Thursday's edition of the podcast where we're racing at Wolverhampton, Worcester and Sandown in the afternoon, Doncaster and Newbury domestically in the evening and two Irish cards as well over at Leopardstown and Limerick. And you'll hear every race live from 1:50pm in the company of Dave Kellner, Dale Gibson and Chris Pimlott on Thursday. But ahead of all that, joining me to look ahead to four contests is James Millman. How are you, James?
Yeah, pretty good. Thank you, Sam.
Good, very good. We'll start with the news, as we always do. King George obviously been building up to this one all week. And we heard the news this morning that Telescope has been withdrawn from the race after a setback. So it kind of hardens Golden Horn up as a favourite, really, James.
Yeah, definitely. Obviously, Telescope had been disappointed at Royal Ascot. And hard to know exactly what form he was in. But there's always a chance that he could bounce back. But obviously, he doesn't run. And it's another useful older horse out of the race. And Golden Horn, obviously, he's having a cracking season. Great effort in the Eclipse where he had to make his own running and showed a good attitude. I think the mile and a half, the way he stayed on up the hill at Sandown, probably says that mile and a half is optimum trip. And getting a nice three-year-old weight for age allowance, I think he's got a very, very good chance. And it's great for racing to have one of these unbeaten stars to apply their trade. And like I say, hopefully he can get a little bit of publicity outside of the normal racing pages.
Yeah, certainly. He's big news. Like we've seen this week with Over in America, Triple Crown Hero, American Pharaoh being featured on the front page of Vogue.
Yeah.
So
it's like a little bit different.
Good to, yeah,
that's,
as you
that's
said.
What you need, because racing, obviously, we all know about Golden Horn, but just trying to get a few people that wouldn't normally follow the sport to know about him, that is always the aim, especially as it is quite likely this will be his only season racing. So we're not going to have like the Franco where we had another season to admire his talents. I think this could be it. So it's good that John Gosden's running him a fair bit. He's having a busy schedule.
Yep.
This is his fifth run of the season. And like I say, he's not taking the easy option all the time. And interesting to see how he gets on.
Yeah, absolutely. The one possible question, my though, James, how much rain is too much rain? Because the forecast looks pretty grim this week leading up to Saturday.
Yeah. He obviously shown always good form on quick ground. It's hard to say that he wouldn't handle a softer surface. Ascot does dry out very, very quickly. Although on the round track, it does ride a little bit softer. We've not seen him really run on soft ground and say that he definitely doesn't handle it, but obviously he's shown he's very effective on a quick surface. It will be interesting, but not say the weather forecasts are never really massively reliable. I think there's 7 mm rain forecast for Ascot. That wouldn't really make a lot of difference, so I think he should be okay.
Yep, okay then. We'll look forward to that on Saturday. Away from Ascot then, we'll deal with some of the other news making the headlines at the moment. And this regards Chelmsford City, James. They had their first meeting yesterday since June the 18th, I think. They've rewaxed the surface there. And it's fair to say it received pretty mixed reviews yesterday. William Buick and Richard Hughes in particular were quite critical about the service. Although D'Souza and Atzaini weren't as critical, but they both had winners on the card. What needs to be done, James? Is it a case of, have they got to take the whole track up and replace it?
I think at some point they will do, but what you have to remember is that the poly track generally doesn't ride that well in summer anyway, because obviously it's that much warmer. The wax doesn't bind it quite so well. It's been resurfaced, but if you ride around Lingfield or Kempton when it's reasonably warm, you get a lot of kickback then. So it's probably a little bit harsh to be too critical, but I know the track wasn't great in the winter. Hopefully this new surface will make it better then. But I think while the weather's quite mild, I think it's never going to be riding really, really good, because obviously just the increased temperature means that it has more kickback than what would normally be the case. At some point they're going to have to rip it up and then start again. But I think you're just going to have to accept that's how it's going to be for a little while.
Okay, yeah, fair enough. Hopefully they can get things sorted there. Before we move on then to Thursday, anything from the Millman Yard worth keeping an eye on over the coming days, James?
Well, we've hit a little bit of form now. We've had a couple of winners in the last week. Biotic won at Windsor on Monday, I think. As he steps up in trip, he could keep on improving. tomorrow we've got Cotton Club in an amateur race at Newry. My brother, he's just turned from apprentice to amateur, so he'll find life much easier in the amateur division, so he could be one to keep an eye on.
Okay, right, fair enough. We'll take a look then at four contests on Thursday, as we always do. We've got two from Sandown to preview, then one from Doncaster before we round off with Newbury's Nightcap. We'll start with the Sandown card, though. First one of these is the 255. This one is a mile and six handicap. It's a class three. Just six of them take their chance, but a couple of interests here, James.
Yeah, only six runners, but a nice competitive field. And we've got two contrasting profiles at the weights. We've got Secateur, top weight for John Gosling and Franco Torri. He's been nicely progressive at this level. He's put up £12 for his Newmarket success last time out, which is a little bit of a concern, bearing in mind he got beat off a mark of 79 at Chester previously. And he's been turned over at short odds in a maiden at Pontefract. So is he really worth that rating of 90? We're not 100% sure. So I'm going to go for one at the bottom of the way. It's Hugh Dares Wins, who looked exposed, looked a little bit moderate a few starts back. But winning his maiden in nice style at Wolverhampton, beating Atterman, which I thought was a good effort at the time under Tom Marquand, seemed confidence boosted because he went on to win at Salisbury, a nice race by three quarters of a length, again under Tom Marquand. Tom Marquand keeps the ride as he steps up into class three company, but the £5 claim means he's only got 8 stone 3, so he's getting a nice allowance. If he improves for another step up to a mile six, he could still be well handicapped. So Hugh Dares Wins will be the selection. Process is 2 from 2 on New York weather. Hasn't done quite so well in the turf. A little bit disappointing. We're only sixth behind Simple Thirst last time out. The step up in trip will have to suit Process, but he may well bounce back. In a tricky race, I'm going to go for Hugh Dares Wins for Tom Marquand and Richard Hannon.
Okay, fair enough. Tom Marquand, as always, he's a jockey who's been in reasonably good form at the moment, James. Well worthy of his £5 claim. Just over the last 7 days, three winners, a second and two thirds. To a pound stake, he'd be £4.50 up backing his rides. Has he impressed you recently?
Yeah, he's one of the kids that is the go-to jockey. Unfortunately, he beat one of my dad's on slip sliding away. Midnight Rider was second, so he gave that one a very, very good ride. He's very, very talented. Young lad, like you say, certainly worth that £5 claim.
Okay, there's the pick then for James in the 255 contest at Sandown. We'll move then to the feature race on their card, the 330. This one is a fillies listed event over the extended 7 furlong trip. And we've got the dead eight at the time of recording, so good for each way purposes. But most of the, well, all of these really, James, are making their second or third start.
Yeah, unexposed sorts. Fire Glow obviously deserves to be one head in the market. I think she ran a really good race and fourth in the Albany at Royal Ascot in a field of 18. She said, I'm really strongly to snatch fourth on the line, and stepping up to 7 furlongs, a stiff 7 furlongs at Sandown should suit. Traditionally, this is normally a weak listed race, but this look to be a little bit stronger perhaps than in recent years. We've got four once raced maiden winners, and a couple of others have won in their second start, so it's a really unexposed field, and they could well improve and be anything. Chiringuita won very, very well in her debut at Pontefract, beating Suana for by 3 lengths, and James Bethel's taken her down to Sandown, which is interesting because he wouldn't really overface his horses, so they must think that this filly's pretty decent. She's going to be dangerous. Bahara won nicely a week ago for Richard Hughes and Richard Hannon, and that one's interesting. Won nicely at Doncaster and steps up into listed company, but I do think Fire Glow is going to be very, very hard to beat unless there's a strong market move for one of the others. The fact she's already shown she can compete at group level, dropping back into a listed race, stepping up to 7 furlongs, I think will suit. And Fire Glow can continue Mark Johnson's amazing run of his 2-year-olds.
Okay, Fire Glow gets the pick then for James, for Mark Johnson and William Buick in that Sandown 330. We'll move then into some of the evening's racing. We'll start with Doncaster. A filly's handicap here, the 755, 7 furlongs to trip for this class three event. And again, we've got the dead eight, and we'll start, I suppose, with the obvious one, James, the top one, Margaret's Mission, who arrives here chasing a four-timer for Jim Golder.
Yeah, she's certainly hit form, the Shamadow filly. Didn't really show too much at two, but our last three starts in the handicap company, she's won all three, 2 at Newcastle, 1 at Doncaster. All over a mile, she's dropping back to 7 furlongs, which could be a little bit of a concern as she's held up in her races and stays on strongly. So the nature of a 7 furlong race may be a little bit different for her, but certainly improving and certainly going the right way. Mamba Paradise, a typical Mark Johnson filly, has been kept very busy in recent days. 2 shocking runs at Pontefract and Chester when beaten 28 and 23 lengths. Yeah, bounced back at Chester and finishing second to make it up. Her last 3 decent efforts have been at Chester or Kelmsford City, so on a more conventional straight track at Doncaster. She seems to be better when she's racing around a bend, so that might be a little bit of an issue. for Mambo Paradise. Panda Spirit is lightly raced for Sir Michael Stout and Ted Durkin. Wasn't disgraced at Windsor off 86 last time out, dropping into a slightly lower grade. Could suit Panda Spirit. So I'm going to go for the Sir Michael Stout, Ted Durkin with Panda Spirit as a selection. Margaret's Mission is definitely the one to beat, but Handicap is going to get hold of her at some point, and dropping back to Seven Furlongs might not be ideal.
Okay, Panda Spirit then for James in that Doncaster contest. We'll move on then to the final race on today's podcast, and the final race of the evening from Newbury there, 8.45. Again, a filly's handicap, a mile and a half the trip here for the six of them that will take their chance. Who caught your eye?
Yeah, another small field, but again, a field which you can't really rule too many of these out. At the head of weights, Moonrise Landing's been pretty consistent for Rafe Beckett. A good second behind Sound Reflection, only beat ahead in a stronger contest than this at Newmarket last time out. Handicapper has had a say, sticking her up £4. But I'd say she deserves respect off top weight. But the one I like is the three-year-old Godolphin's Serene Beauty, who's only had four starts, been first and second on all four of those starts. Was behind Suffuse, the very, very easy winner over a mile and a quarter at Salisbury. But I think she's a very, very decent filly. That's no disgrace coming second to her off the same mark. I think she can follow up her Chester's success. So Serene Beauty will be the selection. Of the others, Northern Meeting ran a cracker after a long layoff, went second the other day at Salisbury. And that's interesting for Robert Stevens. But she might need to improve against some unexposed opposition. So Serene Beauty will be the selection in the finale at Newbury.
Okay, Serene Beauty then getting the votes for James. That one hasn't been out of the front two on her first four starts at a racetrack, so consistent. Certainly that filly. Just remind us, please, then, of your four selections for the action on Thursday, James.
Yeah, in a 2:55 at Sandown, we've gone for the improving Richard Hannon, Tom McCand, ridden Hugh Dares wins. I think he can improve and take advantage of bottom weight. In 3:30, the Star Stakes listed race, I've gone for Fireglow to continue Mark Johnson's good run. A cracking effort went fourth in the Albany. I think she can follow up, drop into listed company. In the 7:55 at Doncaster, we have gone for Sir Michael Stout trained Panda Spirits, unexposed. Good effort last time and dropping the handicap. I think she could go close when there's question marks against some of the opposition. Like I say, in the final race at Newbury, the 8:45, we've gone for Godolphin's Serene Beauty.
Okay, there we are then, thoughts of James Millman ahead of Thursday's racing. And remember, you'll hear every race live from Wolverhampton, Worcester and Sandown in the afternoon, Doncaster and Newbury domestically in the evening, and it's Leopardstown and Limerick over the Irish Sea, all on William Hill Racing Radio from 1:50pm with Dave Kellner, Dale Gibson and Chris Pimlott in the studio. Thanks for that, James, and best of luck.
Thank you very much.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.